Imagine a hospital where nurses spot medication errors but stay silent. A tech company where engineers notice critical flaws but never speak up. A manufacturing plant where safety violations go unreported until disaster strikes. Why do intelligent professionals choose silence when speaking up could prevent catastrophe? The answer lies in psychological safety. The belief that you won't be punished or humiliated for speaking up with ideas, questions, concerns, or mistakes. This concept, pioneered by Harvard's Amy Edmondson, has transformed our understanding of workplace dynamics. When Google conducted its massive Project Aristotle study to identify what makes teams excel, psychological safety emerged as the single most important factor, more crucial than individual talent, experience, or even compensation. In environments where fear takes a back seat, innovation flourishes, problems get solved faster, and organizations thrive in our increasingly complex world. We're constantly making split-second risk assessments in workplace interactions. Will asking this stupid question make me look ignorant? Will admitting this mistake damage my reputation? Will challenging this approach label me as difficult? These calculations happen unconsciously, yet profoundly shape our behavior. Research reveals an epidemic of silence. 85% of employees report instances where they felt unable to raise important concerns with bosses. Consider Christina, a neonatal nurse who hesitated to remind a senior doctor about medication for premature twins after seeing him berate another nurse. Her split-second decision prioritized avoiding immediate humiliation over the potential risk to the babies. Similarly, software engineers might notice critical flaws but remain quiet after seeing colleagues' concerns dismissed in previous meetings. This silence isn't about personality. Both introverts and extroverts benefit equally from psychologically safe environments. Even naturally outspoken individuals become silent in threatening contexts. What makes psychological safety distinct from concepts like trust is its immediacy and collective nature. Trust involves expectations about future actions between specific individuals, while psychological safety concerns immediate interpersonal consequences within a group. It's the difference between, will this person fulfill their promises, and will these people ridicule me for speaking up?
The research supporting psychological safety's importance spans diverse settings, from corporate offices to hospital wards, sports teams to classrooms. In Belgian hospitals, units with higher psychological safety reported more errors to supervisors while actually making fewer mistakes overall. This counterintuitive finding reveals a crucial insight. Psychological safety doesn't increase errors. It increases the reporting of errors, which ultimately leads to learning and fewer actual mistakes. Google's multi-year Project Aristotle examined 180-plus teams and identified psychological safety as the critical factor explaining performance differences, more important than team composition, skills, or backgrounds. High psychological safety teams demonstrated 41% higher productivity and 76% better engagement scores. Similarly, a study of 47 German firms found psychological safety increased company performance by 23% in return on assets. Psychological safety helps teams overcome three key challenges: geographic dispersion, conflict, and diversity. In distributed teams, those with high psychological safety showed 89% better virtual collaboration effectiveness. Regarding conflict, psychologically safe teams transformed 76% of potentially destructive disagreements into productive debates. In diversity studies, teams with members from different educational and cultural backgrounds performed 35% better on innovation tasks when psychological safety was high, but 21% worse when it was low. The Volkswagen emission scandal shows the devastating impact of psychologically unsafe workplaces. VW installed defeat devices in 11 million diesel vehicles to cheat emissions tests, polluting up to 40 times permitted levels and incurring $30 billion in penalties. CEO Winterkorn's habit of publicly berating executives and demanding impossible targets created an environment where engineers couldn't admit clean diesel goals were unattainable. The Columbia space shuttle disaster reveals similar dangers of hierarchical silence. Engineer Rodney Racha identified potential wing damage from foam debris but couldn't secure authorization for satellite images. When senior managers discussed the issue, Racha stayed quiet despite his concerns, later explaining he felt too junior to speak up. The foam strike ultimately caused the accident that killed 7 astronauts. Nokia's fall from mobile phone leadership stemmed from what investigators called a fearful emotional climate. As smartphones emerged, fearful middle managers presented overly optimistic reports rather than hard truths, preventing vital adaptation. Internal surveys showed 78% of employees believed they would face punishment for delivering bad news to leadership. At Pixar Animation Studios, candor is institutionalized through the Brain Trust, a group providing honest feedback on films in progress. The Brain Trust follows clear rules. Feedback must be constructive and project-focused, suggestions aren't mandates, and criticism must come from empathy. As co-founder Ed Catmull notes, early on, all of our movies suck, making candid feedback vital. Google X rewards failure instead of punishing it. When Project Foghorn's 2-year effort to create affordable fuel from seawater proved unviable, team members received bonuses. This approach makes sense for the Moonshot Factory. Rewarding people for killing unpromising projects saves resources compared to letting bad ideas persist. When Cynthia Carroll became Anglo-American's first female CEO, she confronted a culture where worker fatalities were considered inevitable. She shut down Rustenburg, the world's leading platinum mine, generating $8 million daily, and insisted on hearing directly from workers about safety improvements. This challenge to the century-old hierarchy led to a 62% drop in fatalities while achieving record profits. Creating psychological safety requires 3 essential leadership moves: setting the stage, inviting participation, and responding productively. Setting the stage begins with reframing work. At Children's Hospital, Julie Morath shifted language from investigation to study and error to accident, moving focus from blame to learning. Leaders must differentiate between preventable failures, procedure deviations, complex failures, novel factor combinations, and intelligent failures, intentional experimentation. Inviting participation demands humility and proactive inquiry. Xerox's Anne Mulcahy called herself the master of I don't know, finding that acknowledging uncertainty strengthened her leadership credibility. When leaders show humility, teams learn more effectively. MTV founder Bob Pittman exemplified this by consistently asking, "What did the dissenter say?" in meetings, encouraging diverse viewpoints. Responding productively means showing appreciation for all input, regardless of merit. Organizations must normalize failure through structured processes like Children's Hospital's failure event analysis, where incidents are examined collectively without blame. Psychological safety requires constant renewal, working against our natural instincts for self-protection. When we shift from playing not to lose to playing to win, we move beyond protecting against risks to actively seeking opportunities. Anyone can foster psychological safety through simple actions: asking genuine questions, listening actively, and showing vulnerability with phrases like, "I don't know," or "I need help." Instead of feeling powerless, focus on creating your own pocket of excellence, regardless of leadership above you. In today's complex world, psychological safety isn't optional, it's essential for survival. The most innovative organizations aren't necessarily comfortable places, but rather environments where people feel safe to be uncomfortable, to challenge, and to fail. This safety to speak up and take intelligent risks unlocks our collective potential for whatever challenges lie ahead.